Ron Duffacy, it's a big day up in Sydney, the Golden Rose, and there's nothing Queenslanders like more than beating New South Wales on their home turf. Is that going to be the case today, Duff? Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, well, the marketplace has $1.85 early this morning. I think most people were expecting him to get the black odds, so we'll wait and see about that. But though, look, they are very passionate, these Queenslanders. They've already got his number in the frame up here. I see. So, at one stage during the week, there they had him already up on Wikipedia as the winner of the 2020 Golden Rose. So that's a bit bold. I thought, the old early crow is going too far there.
Wiki's my Bible too, so it must have already happened. Duff, I thought there were two little possible niggles for Rothfire today. One is everyone's talking about how Farnham was left on the canvas after going too fast. I thought Rothfire probably worked pretty hard to win that race too, so there's the recovery issue there. And I just thought from that wide gate they might try and make life a little bit difficult for him today, but Moods just clipped me over the ear and said, don't worry about that, he'll land four in front anyway. Have you got any issue with Rothfire today?
I was looking for a lot of issues, but I couldn't find any. You know, I hear a few people saying, you know, second up 1400, you know, but you go through his forms. What did he do second up 1400 after 10 weeks off last preparation? He won a Group 1, and he won it easily. He won it by nearly four lengths, didn't he? So I can't see any issue there. Does the tempo of the race beat him here? I don't think so, even if Yardstick comes out wailing, he'll just pop outside him and out sprint him and go for home. So, no, I know there's some beautiful horses here, but looking at the lead up, it's hard to say, this will beat him today. So, I think he's the go to horse and he's an obvious favourite. As far as saying he's unbeatable, we'll just sit on the fence there and we'll declare him after the race as the next best thing.
Gee, field of nine, eight colts. The only gelding is Rothfire. Any one of the colts win this and they're worth, well, any amount of money. But for Rothfire, at least, being a gelding, it's not just his three-year-old days we'll see him. There's every chance he's going to have a long and prosperous career, which is pretty exciting, Duff.
Well, my word it is. You know, you'd think the options open to him. Like, he goes straight to an Everest after this, and then he'll go down to Melbourne in the sprint down there. And he can do that nearly every year if he holds his form. So we're getting ahead of ourselves so far, but the writing's on the wall. You know, it's not as if he's only having his third or fourth start. He's had eight starts, seven wins. And if there is a blot in his copybook, it maybe it is that soft track where his only defeat was. So let's just wait and see. But he's got the writing on the wall there. We're not just judging with a horse, you know, in his first preparation. It's his fourth preparation. And he was two from two at his first. And the only time he was beaten was third up and soft. And he was two from two last, including a Group 1. And here he is today, second up in a Group 1 after bolting in first up.
Today's race is also going to give us a bit more of a guide towards the Caulfield Guineas with Ole Kirk and King's Legacy possibly coming down. How do you compare them to Mowoonga, who is now the pronounced Caulfield Guineas favourite?
Up there, right up there. I'm a huge King's Legacy. I think we might be a sleeper amongst these Caulfield Guineas horses, and this could be Global Quest. Be careful of him. Don't completely rule him out. You know, I sort of, somewhere last week he was 66-1. I can't believe that. I think King's Legacy is serious. We'll see a much better run from him today, and he is dangerous. He wasn't nowhere near ready there first up. All these targets are in Victoria, so you'll see a serious prospect, I'd suggest, for the Guineas today, and I'd expect Global Quest would be one as well. Don't rule him out at the big odds.
Duff, I want to ask you about the Bowman successful appeal in a moment, but just the other odds on he throughout the quaddie today, and that's Masked Crusader in the last. Pretty much the same price as Rothfire. Is he the same and the same distance? Is he the same sort of most likely winner as Rothfire is?
Yes, I think so. He's. I'm not a fan of 1100 to 1400, but when you do your maps here, it just looks beautiful for him. I know he missed the start there first up, but that's a one-off for him. Today he just, well, he's sort of, I think that we can see if he's going to be a Golden Eagle horse. If he runs 1400 here at Rose Hill, then they're cooking with gas. I know he's been a beaten odds on favourite at his two runs back, but we've all seen what's happened there. and I think he can get back on target here today. All he has to do is recover from the more I look at that replay of last start, it was an enormous run to be caught off the track at 1100 at Rose Hill here, then look gone and then rally again late. It was an enormous performance.
Yeah, there's going to be a few punters wanting to chime into these shorties today. Rothfire, also Masked Crusader, and Haute Brion Ur, who was brilliant last start. Is she win again today?
I like her stable, mate. Subpoenaed. Look, Haute Brion Ur was too good to be true. First up after 11 months, and that had to be a gut buster to my eye. If she reproduces from 15, barrier 15 today, she'll probably win. But I just think minding her own business off four or five leaders here, subpoenaed at 1400. If they open up for her late, I think she could be very dangerous to knock a stablemate over.
And Duff, have you had the Love Tap? For a lot of people probably haven't even heard of it before.
Yeah, no, look, I haven't had the buzz about Love Tap about as much as other very good judges here. They think he'll go right through and win a VRC Derby. He's raw, he's talented. I'm tipping him, but I'm not in love with him as much as a lot of people. I might be after today another one of those. He's going from country form to a Group 3, but then you look at the opposition and a lot of them are coming out of provincial meetings as well. So they're improving horses, and, you know, he's got the pedigree to stay, and he's got a lovely style as well. So we're all keen to see him today to see if he will shape up into a champion stakes and into the, you know, even train on into a derby.
Hey, yeah, now you got to chug off, Duff. Just your best for Rose Hill today, and just a quick comment on the Bowman appeal.
Yeah, the best is Ryle Ruler, race 5 number 1. Outside of all the shorties, I love the way he's trialling. He's more sensible this time in, and he finds himself in a beautiful position in the run here. So I think he'll win race 5 number 1. Ryle Ruler. Bowman thing. Look, I'm a fan of let the process take its course, and you know the judge and jury have made a decision. I think it was the right one. I agree with the chairman there. It's a very dangerous thing, rubbing jockeys out for going too quick, because it opens up so many different opinions on every race day. We see bad rides in every race, and I know Bowman's an experienced jockey who we probably should have rode that horse. Could have rode that horse better, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, put it that way. Look, he went too hard, the horse went too hard, who knows, but there was nothing in the betting, and a slap across the wrist, I think, was a good warning, is a wake-up call for him.
Duff, enjoy the day. We'll be watching on Sky Thoroughbred Central and give strength to the thriller from Chinchilla. It could be a fairy tale win today.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Thanks, guys.